B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Huzz Radio, we have our playback. Let us go back to a great time. Let us go back to April 2017. What a time in our lives. 2017. We wouldn't know. We wouldn't know it at the time. But the Eagles would win the Super Bowl. How about that, Junis?
Yeah, and their first round pick was a big part of it. Right? He picked up the Brandon Graham strip sack.
I think we won the Super Bowl that day. Not with the pick. We won the Super Bowl that weekend because we impressed the gods so much that the gods went, these people deserve a Super Bowl.
I think you're right. That day was it was good.
It was the day of karma. This notion that we have traded our souls for a Super Bowl, I disagree. I think the football gods are just gods. I think that they are caring gods. And I think they looked at it and went, look at these poor people. Are you kidding?
Starved.
They're out here in droves like it's a flipping rock concert, right? Like it's a festival. Like it's a music, food, booze, weed festival. And they're out. And they're celebrating together. How in the world can we forsake these people any longer? Now, I think they tried to bleep with us a little bit.
I think you're right.
And they went, watch this. They're going to win it, but let's have some fun with them. Let's take out Wentz.
How's everyone doing?
And then see what they got. All right? So let's take Wentz out of the equation and then, you know, get them all disappointed and bothered, and then we'll throw them the bone, let them win.
How about the action the Parkway got that year in less than 10 months?
Amazing.
Right? You had the draft, the weekend of the draft. You have the Super Bowl parade, and then before that, you have the celebration.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, you wouldn't know this reference, Junis, because you don't have kids.
This is true.
There is a movie, and it's called The Book of Life. And it's you know, one of those cartoon movies, anime movies. And it's, you know, basically the gods have a wager on humans, right? It's like throughout history.
It's like a VeggieTales?
Whether it's the Greeks. What's that?
It's like a VeggieTales kind of thing?
I don't know the VeggieTales.
VeggieTales was a big CCD thing for us when we were kids.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like tomatoes and cucumbers that told religious stories.
All right. No, it's not VeggieTales, but this is like, you know, here are the gods, and the gods are making a wager, and let's see what the sad sack humans are going to do, type of thing, right?
All right,
and I want to create a story around 2017 and the gods, and the gods granting Philadelphia. There's no other explanation that the gods willed the Super Bowl to us. You know that.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
There's no way in the world they were that good. All right. So it all begins, and we all wooed the gods that day, draft night, from the very beginning, when Roger Goodell stepped on stage and walked to the podium. Listen to the city of Philadelphia.
Good evening and welcome to the NFL Draft.
was held nearly 80 years ago. So tonight, we celebrate the great game that we all love. And we celebrate as NFL dreams come true. So it sounds like you're ready. Are you ready? The NFL draft for 2017 is officially open. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
Wow! That crowd's ridiculous!
That was 55 seconds of just straight booing.
Oh my God!
That's probably why he didn't want to return.
That was awesome! Wow! All right, Eagles were selecting 14th overall that night. Listen to the crowd when they announce the Eagles are on the clock. And then you hear some of the names that are available. Kuiper and Gruden mentioned the Eagles should look at. Take a listen to this. It's awesome.
They got to get a cornerback. They have no corners on their roster, really. They have a couple young kids and play solid for them.
Darian Conley from Ohio State. Cornerback, yeah. Not played opposite Marshawn Lattimore. Had a great year. Now the off the field is what he's dealing with. You see where he comes off the board. This would have been a spot for him. The original pick for Marlon Humphrey. Some think he's the best corner. Some think he's the sixth best corner. You got linebackers. You got a pass rusher like Derek Barnett there. This fell perfectly, I think, for the Eagles and hope for the Ravens. Wait, these guys. And O.J. Howard, the tight end. Somebody's going to get a steal with the Alabama tight end.
Wow.
You can barely hear him.
That was incredible. All right, after they talk about those players, Trey Wingo mentions just how loud that crowd in Philadelphia was.
Boy, I really hope this is translating on television, because this place is absolutely nuts right now. As soon as they said the Eagles were on the clock, these guys have been screaming at the top of their lungs, and they haven't stopped yet. So the commissioner, we believe, is getting closer to the podium.
Wow. How about it? All right, so they continue to talk about some names. And there's a name, truthfully, that I wanted. Interestingly, Humphrey not really turned out to anything. Conley, you know about. How about some of these names? Take a listen.
You mentioned Conley. You mentioned Humphrey. Is there another one of those cornerbacks that you guys really like here?
You know, you could just say Reuben Foster is the best player.
Well, you're not kidding.
On the board.
What a perfect Philadelphia Eagle he would be. He reminds me a lot of Byron Evans, who was a wrecking machine here just before I came here. But yeah, he's the best player to me left on the board. And I know Baltimore would love to have him. That might be why they moved up to get him.
Yeah, for a team that needs defense, they guys are picking some real good players here. Let me throw Tre'Davious White's name out there, too, from LSU. Another good player.
I love Reuben Foster. Now, he turned out to be a kook.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, and there's a reason why he fell. He fell because he was crazy. He was walking the Alabama practice, let up a cool.
Yes. Yeah, come on, dude.
Like, my man was nasty. And you saw him Frisco, man. He was all over the field, but he's just a nut.
By the way, that second roar of the crowd you heard, that was when it said the pick is in, like on the screen behind the guys. That's why everyone just randomly went nuts midway through that cut.
All right, let's go. The pick is now in. And here's Goodell at the podium for the announcement.
The commissioner's on the way. You guys, just enjoy the moment here for the commissioner walking to the podium. This is fantastic.
Okay, with the 14th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Derek Barnett, defensive end, Tennessee.
So Derek Barnett, the defensive end out of Tennessee, the player who eliminated Reggie White's name from the Tennessee record book for the most sacks, is now a member of the Philadelphia Eagles There you see the record. One more than Reggie White. Second all-time in tackles for losses, trailing only Leonard Little. And now it is Derek Barnett's time to shine. The crowd still going crazy as Barnett walks down for the obligatory hug with the commissioner. Let's listen into the moment.
Wow, I got chills, dude. They were playing the Rocky, and the crowd's roaring, and it was wild. That was incredible, man.
And like, I know it was because it was in the city of Philadelphia, but imagine this was also like the 14th pick. It wasn't a top five pick.
I know, 14th.
Imagine if they were drafting second overall.
Well, you know what else is beautiful is that here's the gods took care of us too. The Eagles, remember. Only get that pick because of Bradford.
Yep.
Right? How we got that pick when Bridgewater goes down, they're able to move Bradford for that pick. And listen, if the Eagles hadn't had a first round pick, it wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah. But
take a listen. Here's Kiper on Barnett.
People here are saying thank you, Howie Roseman, and thank you, Sam Bradford, Mel, because this was the trade that got them this number one pick back to get Barnett.
Exactly. You think about production. You mentioned it, Trey. In the SEC, unmatched. I mean, unbelievable week to week with Derek Barnett. Was able to watch him here. Anticipates the snap. Boy, he has great hand usage, and he can close despite only having 4.88 speed at the combine. Doesn't have the length, the long arms you would want necessarily. But the way he plays football, the savvy that he has as a defensive end, the way he works these offensive tackles, he schooled these tackles in college. The question is, can he do it in the NFL? Doesn't have the length, as I said, only that 4.88 closing speed. But Terrell Suggs going around a 4.84 coming out of Arizona State. Terrell Suggs had great production in the Pac-12, like Barnett had in the SEC. That's what you're hoping if you're the Eagle, that he won't just be a great college player who runs into serious resistance in the NFL, which is average, is neutralized. You're hoping he can translate college to the NFL like Terrell Suggs did with the Baltimore Ravens.
Wow. All right, here's Gruden on Barnett.
Well, Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator, plays this wide nine defense. They get in these four-point stances, and they get off the ball. They keep the ball, and they get off the ball extremely fast, and they disrupt plays. And that's what you see from Barnett. The strength of his game is his quick get-off. He's going to get down low in these four-point stances, and he's going to win with his stance and his get-off. That's where most of his production comes. He can play right defensive end. I've seen him go over to the left side. But when you see 29 of his 33 sacks against SEC opponents, most of them are because of this great get-off, Lewis. And it's impressive. This man is relentless. I spent a lot of time in Knoxville. He loves to practice. And when you surpass the Minister of Defense as the all-time sack leader in Knoxville, great pick for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow, look at that, dude.
High praise for Barnett, huh?
I know. What do you think, man? Has he lived up to it?
Has he lived up to it? Hell no.
Yeah.
Is he a bust? No, I can't call it that yet.
I know. I think the same thing.
He's just been a disappointment because of the injuries. He's been banged up a lot. And yeah. I think because of how many injuries he's had, that may have taken
him.
He's probably lost a step. But maybe next year he comes back fully healthy. And,
I said it last year, though. I want a double-digit sacks kid, man. This is the make-or-break year with him. You know that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, here's Lou Riddick on Barnett.
Yeah, there's no question that the Philadelphia Eagles believe that they can get value at cornerback here later on in the draft because it's a huge need. But I'll tell you this, if you pair this kid up with Fletcher Cox on the inside, that's one of the ways you can help soften the blow of not having great corners at the back end. If you got guys who can set sack records like this, who can time up the snap count, play in that nine technique, and get off the rush. So, great pick for them.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, and Tyrone checks in. Great point. He was one of the younger D linemen. So give him the year. This is it. We're all on board. This is it. Go ahead. We'll suspend everything until this year. It's your time, D Barnett. So the rest of the night, Philly was incredible. There were still two more days of the party. Here is the reaction to the start of that show Friday morning with how great the city was and the first round pick. I think it was me. Well, happy draft Friday, the day after the NFL draft makes its debut in Philadelphia, and it was a rousing success. Hundreds of thousands of people along the parkway. The city looked incredible. The commissioner had some fun with the crowd about being booed. It was raucous. It was fun. It was outrageous. And then the Eagles picked. Now, the Eagles take a very safe pick in Derek Barnett. If you look at what they did, what they needed, they need an end. They need a wide nine end. So, you know, the fact is, Derek Barnett was sitting there for him. The only thing that gives me pause is I still wanted Reuben Foster, who ended up going late in the first round. Jonathan Allen is sitting there, and the draft had gone perfect for the Eagles. You had to run on quarterbacks. Andy Reid trading up to get Patrick Mahomes. Right, John Ross went to Cincinnati. So he had the receiver run. Chargers go Mike Williams. Tennessee goes Corey Davis. And all of a sudden, when the Eagles are on the board, all kinds of talents there. Malik Hooker is still on the board. Unbelievable at 14. Nobody thought Malik Hooker would be on the board at 14. Jonathan Allen on the board. Reuben Foster. Dalvin Cook, who never got drafted in the first round, which is amazing, and another story. But you had four really stud guys, and then Jonathan Allen, whose comp is Fletcher Cox. And he can't go wrong with two Cox.
There you go. That's a good line.
All right. That is stupid. All right. Let's go. Late at night was round two. But before the Eagles picked, we got a very famous moment from that weekend. The Cowboys were on the clock, and Drew Pearson was making the pick.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. That was incredible, wasn't it?
I know we hate the Cowboys. I know we're supposed to be angry. I know people didn't like that.
Oh, it was
Drew
fantastic.
Pearson did such a fantastic job playing with the crowd. The crowd was great. With the back and forth, the crowd got louder. He got louder. That was awesome. That added to the show that weekend.
I mean, it was fantastic. That was so fantastic. All right. Wow. Later on that round, the Eagles were on the clock, and there was heavy debate about what to do in the second round. I wanted to trade up, and I wanted to go get Dalvin Cook. Here is the commissioner and Ron Jaworski, and the crowd loved it. Our own Jaws.
To announce Philadelphia's selection, we have several special guests, including Eagles legend Ron Jaworski. We are honored to have with us members of the Gold Star family, Mickey and Chris Friesen. Mickey's husband and Chris's father, Army First Lieutenant Demetrius Friesen, was a Philadelphia native and a passionate Eagles fan. He's lost his life in combat in Afghanistan in 2011. Thank you, Mickey and Chris, for being here with us tonight and for your sacrifice. You and Chris have earned the honor of the of announcing the Eagles' 43rd pick here in the second round. It's all yours.
With the 53rd pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Sidney Jones.
Yeah, how about that?
That was a bit. I'm sorry. I need to hear the analysis. So give me. I got to hear what they were saying about him. Give me Todd McShay on Sidney Jones.
I had him rated as the second best quarterback in this class, right behind Marshon Lattimore. Thought he could be a top 10 pick before the injury. He has easy speed, which means he plays under control, but he's able to recover when he needs to, and able to locate the ball and go up and make plays on the ball when going full speed. Some guys struggle with that. 27 pass breakups, 9 interceptions, 40 games played. And to me, this pick signifies that this organization, the people in it, are here to stay. Doug Peterson, but then the staff as well. Joe Douglas, Andy Weidel, those guys are as good as it gets in terms of identifying personnel. And they know, hey, if we don't get him for the full year, or maybe a half a year, that we're here for a long time. And in the long run, this guy is going to be a premier corner, I believe.
Wow, how about Riddick? What did he say?
Look, this organization has a great training staff, so you put all the confidence in the world in what those guys have told the people who are picking the players. To make it real blunt about Sidney Jones, there's nothing he can't do. The guy can play press, he can play off. He has great instincts, great route recognition, he's a very physical finisher. It's a shame what happened to him, but he's the complete corner and would have been challenging for the number one corner off the board, no doubt.
Oh, man. Oh.
Did you hear the line in the beginning?
Yeah.
Look, this organization has a great training session.
Yeah.
Day to day. He's still day to day. He's been day to day for 4 years.
All right, let's finish it with round three. They get another corner, and John Dorenbos gives us Rasul Douglas.
Central Bucks West High School football team.
University of Texas El Paso, long snapper John Dornbos.
That was cool.
Yeah, Dornbos did a good job.
He did a great job. All right. Here's Kuiper on Douglas.
Couple of things. Disappointed John didn't do a magic trick for us. A little disappointed about that. But they may have pulled something out of the hat with this kid.
Nassau Junior College, then West Virginia. Had one interception 2 years ago against Kansas. Then this year he explodes on the scene nationally.
All right, let's end it with the great story on Douglas from Trey Wingo.
You mentioned the JUCO grind. He went to Nassau. They didn't have a dorm. He had to find an apartment, took a bus because the family didn't have a car. Sometimes he didn't have money to eat. He'd go to the dollar value meal at McDonald's, take half of that food, save the rest of it for later, eat half a dollar meal in the morning, have the rest at night. He found a way to get it done.
That was awesome, man.
How about that? Yeah,
that was incredible. I got to tell you, I got chills listening to that. How incredible were we?
I mean, every pick was. I mean, Rasul Douglas again. This is a third round, and the place went nuts.
I mean, think about these fans for 1 second. All right, and by the way, just a little programming note: Danny Klecko is going to join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. He had a little bit of a thing come up, a little emergency. So he's going to join us tomorrow at 1. So we'll talk to Dan tomorrow at 1 o'clock, get you set for draft night. But these fans, I mean, that reaction to Sidney Jones, where else are you getting that?
Nowhere.
That was a day 2 pick. Dude, that was a day 2 pick.
Yeah, that was really cool. And I mean, I almost...
Can you play that one more time?
Yeah.
Just because this was, again, a second round pick, and listen to the reaction. It's phenomenal. Oh.
Hold on 1 second, sorry.
I know. Anytime we're dealing with technology, there's always sometimes a glitch, but... Listening to the crowd react.
Mickey, you and Chris have earned the honor of announcing the Eagles' 43rd pick here in the second round. It's all yours.
With the 53rd pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Sidney Jones.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? That was special, man. Absolutely special. All right, let's take a quick TO 610-632-0975 610-632-0975. I that reaction that night and what happened, I think says it all about this city. We looked fantastic. Never been so proud. I mean, it was a great crowd. It was a positive crowd. There wasn't any nasty things. It was beautiful, man. It really was. And it was a lot, there's been a lot of these moments in recent years. We talked about Fultz today. How about the crowd, the cheers that Markelle Fultz has gotten before all the stuff happened, and the cheers of encouragement that he received by these people? I mean, they are amazing. Wow. All right. Listen, let me tell you about the uncles, all right? In these uncertain times, right, just like these going on right now, you turn to family, right? Well, my uncles at Family Crusher Dodge Ram, they truly believe in taking care of family, and that means you. That's why they're bringing the dealership experience to you. Just shop online, and they'll deliver. Yeah. They deliver like a pizza. The uncles, you simply select your vehicle, build your payment, apply for credit approval, and paperwork, all from the comfort of your home. I mean, the uncles, man, are you kidding me? They're going to deliver your new ride fully sanitized. Yeah, Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, they take care of you. Plus, they've got unprecedented deals like 0% APR financing for 84 months. No payments for 90 days. Call, chat, visit them today, familyautos.com, to make an appointment for your automotive needs. Conveniently located in the Phillip Airport Auto Mall, 1 mile north of the airport, just off of 95 in Schuylkill, minutes from all the bridges. Now more than ever, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. The uncles know your family. Everyone in family looks forward to seeing you soon. Savings and down payment depend on model chosen. See the uncles for full details. Some exclusives may apply. The offer ends April 30th, 2020.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.